may sound absurd, but simple little things are the miracle cure. Push to the limit or standing at the brink, all she's gotta do is just to give me that away. Slam bam, I'm feeling alright. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye. No need to psychoanalyze her and a stiff drink, all she's gotta do is just to give me that away. Slam bam, I'm feeling alright. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye. No need to psychoanalyze her and a stiff drink, all she's gotta do is just to give me that away. All she's gotta do is just to give me that away.
With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump is extending the federal hiring freeze for another 90 days. He signed the executive order Thursday, ordering no federal government positions be filled until mid-July, and no new jobs created unless directed by the administration. The freeze will not apply to military personnel or positions related to immigration enforcement. In Chicago, a suburban Hoffman Estates man is accused of attacking two Jewish students at Chicago's DePaul University. Adam Erkin has been charged with two felony counts of a hate crime and aggravated battery causing great bodily harm. The attack happened November 6th outside the DePaul Student Center on North Sheffield Avenue. The victims, Max Long and Michael Kaminsky, filed a lawsuit against DePaul earlier this month, alleging the university was negligent and failed to protect their safety while on campus. This is SRN News.
Have you thought about what's really protecting your wealth? Between the dollar's decreasing value and the growing uncertainty on the world stage, all Americans could use a little more stability. That's where Texas Bullion Exchange comes in. With gold, you can take comfort in knowing that your wealth will be shielded from the unexpected and preserved for generations to come. Whether you're rolling over your IRA, diversifying your portfolio, or simply exploring the unique benefits of precious metals, Texas Bullion Exchange is here to help. Go to buytexasgold.com. At Texas Bullion Exchange, the focus is on helping you preserve what you've worked so hard to build. With world-class support and commitment to your success, it's never been easier to take a step toward greater financial security. Go to buytexasgold.com. Buytexasgold.com. Mention the Mike Gallagher Show for a free wealth preservation guide and a one-on-one consultation with one of their precious metal experts. Secure your future with Texas Bullion Exchange at buytexasgold.com.
Today is a good day.
Actually, it's Good Friday.
The good in Good Friday comes from an archaic meaning of the word good, which translates into English as Holy Friday.
Easter is upon us.
Easter.
Easter eggs?
Rabbits encased in chocolate?
A beautiful Easter.
Weekend, weekend, weekend.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Jesus.
Showtime.
Good morning. Happy Friday. It is Good Friday. Jeff and Courtney with you. A Friday, if you will.
Good morning. Happy Good Friday.
Yeah.
It's really, like, strange to say that because it, depending upon what you, you know, believe and things like right. that, is it really that good of a Friday?
I guess in the intro, I think they said good translates from holy.
Yeah.
So it is a holy Friday.
It definitely is.
But as far as the crucifixion, that's not good, but then it is good because you rose 3 days later.
Exactly.
So, yeah, depending on how you look at it, I guess.
Perception, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, happy Good Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Friday.
Absolutely.
Easter weekend, Jeff and Courtney, the big show here. Getting you up, getting us up, too. We need some more coffee.
Yeah, we definitely do. So, coffee is in order this morning.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Couple of swigs of coffee. Getting the show on the road.
I put a little almond milk in my coffee today.
Did you? How was it?
It was good.
Do you do just like a regular almond milk or do you do vanilla?
This is vanilla and it paired nicely with my hazelnut creamer.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I do a vanilla almond milk as well. It's so delicious with cereal.
It's a little thicker than normal milk. So this a little, it threw me off at first.
Yeah. Thicker? I always thought it was thinner.
Right. The one we got was a little thicker, it seemed like.
Hmm.
Not as thick as half and half, but a little thicker. It was good, though.
Cool.
Nothing against it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're enjoying it in your coffee, yeah. So that's what it matters.
I'm not a hater. So it is Easter weekend, and I know you want to know the weather, so here's what's going on Easter weekend. Today, on Friday, mostly cloudy today, high near 89. So temperature-wise, we're okay. It is going to be breezy. South winds 10 to 20. Tonight, chance of showers back in the forecast. Thunderstorms overnight. Going to be gusty overnight. Gusty winds 20 miles per hour. Chance of precip overnight is looking at 60% tonight. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, except higher amounts, of course, if it does have those thunderstorms. Tomorrow, a lot of Easter activities tomorrow and Sunday. Saturday showers, possibly a thunderstorm, a high near 79. A little breezy tomorrow. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except, of course, higher during the thunderstorms on Saturday. Looking at Saturday night, showers and thunderstorms again, likely. Sunday, chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 a.m. Then Sunday night, things kind of clear out for Monday and rain back in the forecast for Tuesday. So a little bit of a mixed bag as far as the weather goes.
Looks like spring really has sprung.
It has. And you still have your function at the Hideout, right?
We sure do. We have our second annual crawfish boil on Saturday. The show must go on. We will be out there from 1 to 8 p.m. We'll have live entertainment, karaoke, band playing. The entire time we'll have some music going on. And then, of course, delicious crawfish boil, crawfish shrimp, all the fixins. Prashant will be out there cooking it up. So it'll be a great day. I'm not going to let a little rain scare us off. We're Texans.
No, we're Texans, exactly, yeah. Right. Head out to the Hideout.
It'll be under the pavilion, so we've got cover. It's not like we're just going to be sitting out there in the rain. Like, we don't have good sense, yeah. You know?
Any reservations need, or people can just show up?
People can just show up. If you want to call in a reservation, you're more than welcome to. 325-784-4653. If not, just show up and be prepared to have a good time.
Good time at the Hideout this weekend.
Absolutely. And then, of course, we have our Easter egg hunt on Sunday. And brunch.
So, yeah.
Can't beat that.
No, you're going to be busy this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy weekend full of fun.
606 and current temps out there. Well, it's not bad. I can smell the rain, though. 68 in Cisco, 70 in Malinger, 66 in Goldthwaite at the airport in Brandwood, 69. Your sunrise, 7:03 today. Your sunset tonight is 8:07. Busy, busy weekend.
What are you getting into this weekend?
Hopefully some jammies.
That is literally my favorite thing to get into.
Hopefully some jammies and maybe get into the kitchen.
Yeah. Are y'all going to have like a special Easter dinner or?
No, I think this year we've been just so busy that I think that we're just going to play it easy. Just relax, go to, you know, church on Sunday. And that might be our weekend.
Easter Sunday is always a beautiful, amazing church service.
It is.
It really is. It's such an uplifting and just a really, just a great one.
It is. It's a lot of CE Christians show up on Sunday.
Yeah.
But I remember growing up, Dad would point them out. There's a CE, there's a CE. Christmas, Easter Christians. That stuck with me over the years. I always thought that was funny.
Yeah, the great, there's going to be a great service in that, the Christian going to the, hey, but if they go, they go.
They go. That's the bottom line.
That is it.
Yeah, so I hope everyone has a great Easter weekend. We're not doing a whole lot. The weather's going to be a little bit rainy, so I think we're just going to stay inside.
Nice. Have a nice little jammy jam Easter weekend. I like that.
I like that, too. As a kid, I like going for Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Like chasing eggs and finding eggs. What about you? Did you chase Easter eggs when you
Absolutely.
Were younger?
Absolutely. And I have friends now that still have Easter parties and do adult Easter egg hunts where, you know, they put different things for adults in the Easter eggs. Yeah.
So adult Easter egg hunts.
Yeah. That's a thing.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's weird that holidays are kind of been co-opted by adults.
Yeah.
Maybe not always in a bad way. Like Halloween is really almost more of an adult holiday now.
Without the trick-or-treating. Yeah,
the parties and the dressing up and everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a lot of adults apparently want to hunt for Easter eggs now, too.
Yeah, apparently 57% of adults want to hunt for Easter eggs.
That's crazy. So 57% of adults wish they could get in on Easter egg hunts. 62% would like to get their own basket of treats from the Easter Bunny. But the top thing we'd want to get in there isn't candy. It's gift cards, apparently.
Well, yeah. I mean, absolutely. Yeah. should adults be allowed to get in on Easter egg hunts? A poll found more than half of us want 57% of adults would love to compete in an Easter egg hunt this year, but feel like it's just something for kids.
Mm. Not the last thing I'd want to do.
You don't want to hunt for Easter
egg? I don't want to hunt for Easter egg.
I think I would do it. I think if there was a big adult Easter egg hunt, I might partake in it.
Like if there's adult things inside the Easter egg.
Absolutely.
Maybe,
if there's adult things in there, like gift cards or whatever, I think I would go on a little Easter egg hunt.
I think I'd like to say that I hid eggs and I really didn't. And people just,
and then just watch people just wander around the yard.
People, yeah.
It's not very nice, Jeff. So if we did get in on one, we wouldn't mess around. 42% said they'd be willing to use tricks or schemes to gain an advantage. Here's a few more stats and facts for Easter Sunday.
Yeah, 57% of adults want to do Easter egg hunts. Here are some Easter stats for us. I'll start with number 10. It's a big deal. We'll spend $24
billion
on Easter in 2025. When you factor in everything like eggs, candy, and gifts, and clothes, the average person spends $189. So
wow.
$24 billion spent on Easter in 2025.
That's insane.
That's a huge amount.
That
of
is a huge number. I was not expecting that. Number 9, Easter greeting cards are a big deal. I don't know that I've ever seen an Easter greeting card.
I've never received one.
Me neither.
I never
sent one.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why we don't get one, Jeff, because we don't give any. If you couldn't find one you liked, that's on you. Hallmark has 273 different Easter cards this year.
It's a little harsh.
Yeah, it's right now. Ouch, Hallmark.
Number 8, Easter Sunday is the most popular church day of the year. Christmas Eve is next, followed by Mother's Day, which is coming up here pretty soon. Yeah. Mother's Day, yeah.
May 11th.
Yeah, so I expect our church will be packed this Sunday.
Yeah, for sure. I bet it will be. Number 7, the White House Easter egg roll will have 30,000 eggs this year.
Wow.
The American Egg Board, that's a thing, the American Egg Board, has been donating them each year for 5 decades. I've never in my life heard of the American Egg Board, the AEB.
You know, they asked me to be on 1 year, and I said no.
You did,
yeah. I'm just too busy.
I just can't. I don't have time this year for the egg board.
The egg board. I do enjoy them. I mean, I'll eat them, but I don't have time to stand on the board or be on the board this year. So number 6, is anyone really dying potatoes to save money this year? That was kind of a thing that we read about.
We did, yeah.
Because the price of eggs were going up, and so people were going to dye potatoes to save money.
I don't see that happening.
I don't see that happening, no.
I don't think people are actually dying potatoes. Have you heard of anybody?
I've not heard of anybody. Haven't seen anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the price of eggs has come down a little bit.
Yeah. So that you don't have to dye your potatoes. let's see. Egg hunts are only our second favorite Easter tradition. Spending time with family is number 1. I see that. Easter brunch or Easter dinner is 3rd. And then 53% of Americans will also dye Easter eggs this year, even with egg prices so high. So that answers that question, right?
We used to dye eggs. Like, we take the little, you buy that little $5 kit.
Remember the little, yeah, the little, yeah, thing, the little hoop thing. The hoop. I don't even know what you, I guess the egg holder.
Yeah.
You just
dip it in there.
Yep, I remember dyeing Easter eggs as well.
We did that as kids. Number 4, what do you like in a chocolate egg? Well, 41% said solid chocolate. 36% said some type of filling, like caramel. 23% prefer hollow chocolate eggs.
That's bizarre.
I don't understand that.
I don't get that. What do you like in yours?
I like a little, like the frost, not frosting, but the creamy.
Yeah, like a, what do you call it, like a Cadbury?
Cadbury egg, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are tasty.
I like the Whopper, you know, like the malted. Those are delicious. I wonder, what do y'all like out there? What do you like in your Easter eggs? A hollow Easter egg sounds a bit off-putting. Like, I actually got one that they forgot to fill.
Like, I'd eat it, but it's like,
It's chocolate.
It's chocolate, but, yeah.
Let's see. How do you eat a chocolate Easter bunny? Mm. Now, that's a good one. That's a good question to pose. 77% start with the ears. 16% go feet first. And 6% start with the butt.
What are you?
I think I'm in ears. I immediately thought head first, so I guess I go like past the ears.
I'm ears. Ears, and then it's off to the races.
Yeah, say bye-bye, bunny.
I do the ears, and then, yep, and then, yeah.
And then, yeah, bunny is gone.
And number two, the most common Easter basket items are chocolate bunnies, of course, and eggs, jelly beans, and Peeps. I still love Peeps.
I love Peeps, too.
Yeah.
I like to light them on fire like a marshmallow, like a...
And then you eat them like they were little, like a marshmallow over a fire.
Yeah.
Like a little burned.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We consume around 90 million chocolate bunnies for Easter each year, 16 billion jelly beans, 1.5 billion delicious Peeps.
Wow.
Get in my belly.
Get in my belly, little bunnies. Number one, 62% of adults would like to get their own Easter basket. 80% of parents admit to stealing candy from their kids each year. But the top thing we'd want in our own Easter basket isn't candy. It's gift cards. Well, yeah, obviously.
You can use them anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. An Easter basket full of gift cards sounds lovely.
It does sound good to me.
So if you want to bring, if everybody wants to bring Jeff and I a little gift card Easter basket, we'll say yes.
We'll say yes. Say happy Easter to you.
Yes, absolutely.
Happy birthday. Or happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy Easter. It's been such a long week.
Oh, my goodness.
Crazy.
So, yeah, what? How do you guys eat your bunnies? And what do you like inside your chocolate eggs? Give us a call, 325-646-1013. If you go feet first.
Feet first, ear first, head first.
Yeah.
Give us a call.
And which is it?
We'll keep a tally on how you eat your bunny this morning.
See what percentage that we're in here.
6:15 on a Good Friday here. You know, it's a Hallelujah Friday. Always a Hallelujah Friday. We always, happy is Friday.
Absolutely.
It's an Easter Friday, so I think Casting Crowns is very appropriate for this morning.
I agree.
Want to get started on that?
Let's do it.
All right. 646-1013. Once again, give us a call. How do you eat your Easter bunny?
We'll all never get it right, but it turns out they're the ones you were looking for all this time. 'Cause I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world. Jesus, I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. Well, Moses had stage fright, and David brought a rock to a sword fight. You picked 12 outsiders nobody would have chosen, and you changed the world. Well, the moral of the story is, everybody's got a purpose. So when I hear that devil start talking to me, saying, who do you think you are? I say, I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. For the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
So let me go down, down, down in history as another blood-bought, faithful member of the family. And if they all forget my name, well, that's fine with me. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
Nobody but
KOXC, your country leader. It is Good Friday. It's 6:23. Jeff and Courtney getting you up, and phone calls coming in. I think the most popular way that we eat our Easter bunny is ears first.
Yeah, so far.
So far,
the poll is ears first, and then the inside of the egg was, I think, malted so far.
I think malted, yeah. I haven't had one of those malted eggs in a long time.
I'm kind of surprised by that. I thought more people would say Cadbury.
I do like a Cadbury egg. I bet they're a little expensive.
Yeah, I bet at this point. Because I feel like those were like the more expensive eggs when I was a kid.
Yeah, they are. But they're delicious.
They really are.
So we're still taking your calls, 646-1013. How do you eat your Easter bunny? I dive in ears first, and then it's off to the races for me.
Bye-bye, bunny.
Bye-bye, bunny. I'll check out the Facebook page. The impossible question of the day is on there, too, for your viewing pleasure. The question is, and this is according to a Women's Health magazine, which I read religiously. Women's Health. I don't read it religiously. Doing this is the biggest change a woman can make for her man. What is it? Rebecca did this, actually. 4 months into our relationship, she did this. So it's a big step. It's a big step. And I don't know if anyone has the right answer yet. So get your guests on the Facebook page by 8:30 for a chance to win. You got some of the answers?
I sure do. Let's see. Randy says, be his equal partner in everything they do together. Lisa says, be his champion. Joanna says, lose weight. Robert says, be wrong and admit it.
That is a big deal.
That's, yeah.
I don't think that's happened yet.
I was like, Robert's probably still waiting. Mary says, walk beside and respect him. They're all different.
Yeah.
Bethany says, change your last name. So Jed getting a new hairdo. And then Shelley says, heart, healthy diet.
Yeah, all good. All great answers. None of them are correct.
I was going to say, any of them right?
Not even close. So 4 months into our relationship, I'm trying to give a clue. So 4 months into our relationship, she did this to me. No, did this for with me, I should say.
Wow, that was a lot of different. So now I don't know what to think.
It was, what kind of a clue should it be?
I don't know if that one was the best.
It was not a good clue. Probably just confused everybody.
Now the mind wanders.
It's not a change in appearance.
That's a good clue.
It's not a change in appearance. Not like a new hairstyle, or it's not your nails, or it's not lose weight. Man. I got to think of a clue. And
yeah, we'll have to ponder the clue.
Yeah. We got Derek Stuckley with your news coming up at 6:30. News, sports, and weather. Fact or Fiction at 6:50, along with your lunch menus. And don't forget to mosey on over to our website, KOXE.com, because the morning show page has a survey for you to take if you wish to do that. Got pictures of Courtney and myself. We got the latest country music news with Shannon McCombs is on there. And so just a lot of things you can look at.
You're getting more and more stuff on there.
Yeah, and our podcast. If you missed a morning show, the podcast section of the website, go down to the morning show page and you can listen to the last 5 days.
It's awesome. So for some reason you didn't get up early one morning, you're like, oh man, I missed the morning show. You just go give it a little listen on the website.
Just get better and better every day.
It does.
6:27, KOXC Stuckley is in with your news coming up next.
Have you heard CTTC's gig news? CTTC has 1 gig fiber internet for only $99 per month. At CTTC, we continue to provide our customers with the same great service at lower prices. As always, CTTC provides 24/7 tech support, speeds up to 1 gig, and no contract. Don't know what speed you need? Check out our broadband calculator on our website at syntex.net. CTTC. Connected to the community and connecting you to endless possibilities.
This is Denise Hudson-Brown with the City of Early, and I'm excited to invite you to the Smart City Expo on April 24th from 4 to 7 at McDonald Park. Get ready to meet the dedicated men and women who work tirelessly to make our city a fantastic place to live, work, and play. Want to check out the fire department's impressive new ladder truck? It'll be on display. Curious about updates on the town center development? We've got those too. Plus, if you have any questions about city finances or how your water bill is calculated, we're here with those answers too. This annual event is perfect for all ages. Our departments and community partners have come together to create an engaging experience that not only helps you understand how your city operates, but also gives kids a chance to explore fire trucks, police vehicles, city equipment, and more. Enjoy delicious food from Pogue Farms, participate in interactive activities, and have a blast with your family. So mark your calendars for this Saturday from 4 to 7 at McDonald Park in Early for our annual Smart City Expo. We can't wait to see you there. Don't miss out.
We met on the highway, flag me down. Had a flat on her stingray with nobody around. So I helped her out. She said, climb in. So I ditched my old truck just to see where the party would end. We spent the weekend in Reno in a honeymoon suite. Never saw the casino, barely took time to eat. I never dreamed she would take me that far. But by Sunday, that lady had taken a hold of my heart. It's a modern day romance, a new kind of game, with no time to slow dance in the fast lane. Said goodbye, just a note by the phone. Said thanks for the good times, but it's time to move on. Well, I'm out here walking with my thumb in the air and wondering where she might have gone. It's just a modern day romance, a new kind of game, with no time to slow dance in the fast lane. I try to love her without any strings, but a modern day romance has left me some old-fashioned pain. It's a modern-day romance, an old-fashioned pain.
This is your Friday KOXC Sports Report. The May Tigers are reaching three 1A Boys Golf Champions and have qualified for the UIL Class A Boys Golf State Tournament at Crystal Falls Golf Course in Leander May 5th and 6th. The Tigers carded a 36-hole team total of 735 after rounds of 363 Wednesday and 372 Thursday. Leading the charge for May were Kobe Morris, who placed second overall with a 176 after rounds of 89 and 87, J.D. White, who came in third place with a 177 after an opening 90 and a closing 87, Mikey Scheriger, who shot a 190 with rounds of 90 and 100, Hunter Sider, who posted a 192 with rounds of 94 and 98, and Riley Ball, who tallied a 231 following rounds of 111 and 120. The Brownwood Lions golf team finished where they started at the Region 1 4A Boys Golf Tournament at Shadow Hills Golf Course in Lubbock, placing 10th Thursday as the two-day 36-hole event reached its conclusion. The Lions shot a composite score of 636 with consecutive rounds of 318. Bridgeport, Canyon Randall, and Andrews secured the team berths to the UIL Class 4A Boys Golf State Tournament at Legends Golf Course in Kingsland, May 5th and 6th. Individually for Brownwood, Caleb Monowell came in 10th overall with a 147 after rounds of 71 and 76, followed by Will Stewartson with a 161 on rounds of 79 and 82, Kobe Walker with a 163 on rounds of 83 and 80, and Peyton Sharp with a 165 on rounds of 85 and 80. The Brownwood Lady Lions softball team trimmed a 4-run deficit down to 1 run, but the number 1-ranked Brock Lady Eagles eventually pulled away for a 13-3 victory in the District 6-4A and regular season softball finale Thursday night. Despite the loss, the Lady Lions, who are 15-11 overall with a 5-5 district mark, finished alone in second place in the final league standings and will be the number 1 seed from District 6 in the Class 4A Division 1 playoffs. Brownwood will face San Angelo Lakeview, the overall 4th place team out of District 5 and 2nd seed in 4A Division 1, next weekend in bi-district playoff action. The Brownwood Lions baseball team squandered a 3-run lead and a chance at their first District 6-4A sweep and made their road to the postseason much tougher due to a 7-5 loss to the Glen Rose Tigers Thursday night at Morris Southall Field. The loss drops the Lions to 11-15 overall and 3-5 in district, in 4th place by themselves, 1 game ahead of Glen Rose and Stephenville with 2 games left. Brownwood faces 2nd place Mineral Wells next week, while Stephenville meets 1st place Brock, and Glen Rose challenges 3rd place Graham. In other ball games Thursday, the early softball team clinched a playoff berth with a 19-0 win over Dublin. Bangs baseball notched a 21-8 victory over Abilene Christian in non-district action, and the early baseball team fell to Millsap 16-3. Today marks the start of regional track meets around the state as the Brownwood Lady Lions have sent 21 entrants to the Region 1-4A meet in Lubbock and will be joined by 7 entrants from the Brownwood Lions. The top 2 finishers in each event of regionals will lock up a berth in the UIL Class 4A Track and Field State Championship set for Thursday, March 1st at the University of Texas Meyer Stadium in Austin. In other regional track and field meets this weekend, Early will be competing at the Region 1-3A meet in Abilene, Bangs is at the Region 1-2A meet in Canyon, Blanket and May are at the Region 3-1A meet at Waco Midway, and Zephyr and Brooksmith are taking part in the Region 4-1A meet in Seguin. This has been a look at your local sports here on KOXE.
Brownwood Stanley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is cranking it up with employee pricing on every new ride all April long. Need parts? 15% off all month. Time for service, full synthetic oil changes, just $79. And mark your calendar, April 26th, the Corning T. Smith Animal Shelter is rolling in with their mobile pet adoption. 1003 West Commerce Street in Brownwood. Swing by and let the friendly sales staff show you around. Deals won't last, so get in on into the Camp Bowie Veterans Appreciation Day at the Brownwood Ranch Rodeo. Hey folks, do you remember the getaway giveaway trips we did? Well folks, it's happening again. 101.3 KOXE is teaming up with Hargrove Travel and Area Wide Sponsors to give you a chance to win a free trip with a twist. The trip could be a Disney cruise, a Caribbean cruise, maybe go to the Florida Keys, or maybe something else. And don't worry if you don't have the travel bug. How about winning $2,000 in cash? It's your choice. Stop in and register absolutely free at these participating sponsors.
Crazed and Confused, Buckstop, and Hamrick's Automotive Center.
This is your KOXE News Report for Friday, April 18th. I'm Derek Stuckley. The City of Brownwood shared the following information Thursday. The City of Brownwood Public Works Department is currently undergoing cleanup, remediation, and disinfection of a sanitary sewer overflow that occurred in the City of Brownwood wastewater collection system on April 9th, caused by a pressure sewer main break. The overflows affected an unnamed dry creek bed located outside Brownwood city limits on the property of 2805 Englewood, located less than a mile from the Brownwood wastewater treatment plant. City officials will continue to comply with the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality requirements for a wastewater discharge over the threshold limit of 100,000 gallons. The pipeline has been repaired and the sanitary sewer overflow has been stopped. City crews have initiated cleanup efforts and will be taking laboratory samples at various points along the creek to ensure the environment is safe. Brownwood citizens should not be concerned when using water, as at no time was the city's water system affected by this sewer spill. The city will continue to collect and test samples in the creek area for any contaminants or distress of marine life. The public should avoid contact with waste material, soil, or water in the area potentially affected by the spill. If the public comes into contact with waste material, soil, or water potentially affected by the spill, they should bathe and wash clothes thoroughly as soon as possible. Persons using private drinking water supplies located within a half mile of the spill site or within the potentially affected area should use only water that has been distilled or boiled at a rolling boil for at least 1 minute for all personal uses, including drinking, cooking, bathing, and toothbrushing. Individuals with private water wells should have their well water tested and disinfected, if necessary, prior to discontinuing distillation or boiling. For more information, contact the Brownwood Wastewater Collection Department at 325-430-5430. Howard Payne University on Thursday announced the hiring of Dr. Nathan Lane as the new Vice President for Academic Affairs. Lane brings more than 20 years of higher education experience to the position in faculty and administrative roles and will begin the new position in July. Lane is currently the Associate Provost and Dean of the Catherine T. MacArthur School at Palm Beach Atlantic University in West Palm Beach, Florida. He began serving as a faculty member in the School of Ministry in 2007. Then in 2017, Lane was appointed Associate Provost for Instruction. In 2022, his leadership at PBA was expanded due to the additional responsibilities that were associated with being named Dean of the Catherine T. MacArthur School. Through this role, Lane launched new programs, coordinated the reorganization of the school, and oversaw the e-learning department. He also created the Christian University Leadership Series, a monthly lecture series given by PBA faculty on the intersection of faith and their academic disciplines. Lane holds a Bachelor of Arts in Bible and Theology from Lee University in Cleveland, Tennessee, a Master of Arts in Theological Studies, and a Master of Theology in Old Testament from Columbia Theological Seminary in Decatur, Georgia, and a Doctor of Philosophy in Biblical Studies from Baylor University. Lane will follow the current Vice President for Academic Affairs, Dr. Donnie Avenshine, who announced his retirement after 32 years of service to the university. The Early ISD Longhorn Legend Committee is accepting applications for the 2025 Longhorn Legend Award. Criteria is anyone who graduated 5 years ago or longer or worked for the district in any role and has made a positive impact in the community. Forms are available on the Longhorn Legend Facebook page, at the administration office, or at the UPS store in Early. Applications will be taken through April 30th. For more information, contact Sean Russell at 325-642-6428. The Brownwood Education Foundation will be holding the Claybird Club Challenge fundraiser on Saturday, May 3rd. The BEF holds an annual gala in the fall, a large fundraiser that provides funding for classroom grants, student scholarships, teachers' continued education, teacher awards, retirement stipends, and more. This new event will additionally benefit BISD teachers and students through funding these projects. Claybird Challenge participants will compete individually or in teams of four people with 13 stations available. Individual and team awards will be given at the end of the event, and lunch is included. Tickets cost $175 per person. Waivers must be signed upon arrival. The Claybird Challenge event begins with a check-in at 8 a.m. A safety course begins at 8:45 p.m., and shooting starts at 9 a.m. Shooter cards will be due by noon, at which point lunch will be served for participants until 1 p.m. To register or for more information on how to become a sponsor, visit supportbisd.com/claybird.html. Additional information on these stories and more can be found at KOXE.com.
Hi, this is Sam Stewartson with Heartland Funeral Home. We understand how unsettling it can be when a funeral home goes out of business. Heritage Funeral Home Davis Morris Chapel has recently closed their doors. At Heartland Funeral Home, you can rest assured that we're here for you. If you have a prearranged funeral contract with Davis Morris Chapel, we will honor it with the care and respect you deserve. Please call or come by and visit with us for more information. Heartland Funeral Home, family-owned and operated, serving Brown County for over 30 years.
The following are today's obituaries. There will be a day of remembrance for Anella Martin, 86, of Lake Coleman, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. today at the Lake Coleman Community Center. Henderson Funeral Home of Coleman is in charge of arrangements. Anella Martin passed away Thursday, April 10th. A funeral service for Michael Kelly, 60, of Brownwood, will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday at First United Methodist Church in Brownwood. Visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. tonight at Brownwood Funeral Home. Michael Kelly passed away Sunday, April 6th. A memorial service for Connie Wazart, 70, will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday at the Assembly of God Church in San Saba. Laylock Funeral Home of San Saba is in charge of arrangements. Connie Wazart passed away Friday, March 28th. A graveside funeral service for Vernon Harold Hicks, 94, will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday at Cross Plains Cemetery. Heartland Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Vernon Harold Hicks passed away Saturday, April 12th. A graveside memorial service for Bobby Ray Roberts, 85, of Brownwood, will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, April 26th at Sunset Memorial Garden Cemetery in Odessa. Blaylock Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Bobby Ray Roberts passed away Tuesday, April 15th. A memorial service for Melia K. Edmondson, 26, will be held at the Early Event Center at 2 p.m. Saturday, May 31st. Melia K. Edmondson passed away Thursday, April 10th.
Want something special for your Easter egg hunters? The Cabin has some of the cutest little snuggles called Warmies. Little animals and figures that are the cutest and softest things you have ever seen. Check them out at our Facebook at The Cabin. With Easter in mind, The Cabin has tons of sweets that'll give the Easter Bunny a run for his job. If you're past hunting eggs, The Cabin is the place to be. You'll find all kinds of sweets, candies, fudges, chocolate-covered nuts, and much more, all at The Cabin in Goldthwait, Texas.
Hop on out to Extreme Jump Trampoline Park this Easter weekend, Friday through Sunday, April 18th through the 20th, from 12 p.m. until 10 p.m. for only $9.99 all you can jump. Just be sure to mention this special at the register. So gather up all your friends and jump to Extreme Jump Trampoline Park in the Heartland Mall in Early. And jump all you can for just $9.99.
Your Friday weather forecast is brought to you by KOXE. Rain is in the forecast over the next few days, as after reaching a high of 86 today under partly cloudy skies with a 10 to 15 mile an hour south wind and gusts up to 25, tonight there's a 60% chance of showers and storms with a low of 65. Saturday, expect an 80% chance of rain with a high of 81 and 10 to 15 mile an hour south winds with gusts up to 20 miles an hour, and rain chances climb to 90% Saturday night with a low of 52 as winds shift to the north after midnight. 1 to 2 inches of rain are possible throughout the day Saturday. Easter Sunday calls for a 30% chance of showers and storms with a high of 77 and a 10-mile-an-hour north wind with gusts up to 20. Sunday night, look for a low of 48. Next week, Monday features a high of 82 under sunny skies with a low of 55 Monday night, but rain chances return Tuesday at 40% during the day with a high of 82 and 60% at night with a low of 60. Then on Wednesday, expect a 60% chance of rain throughout the day, also with a high of 82 and a low of 60. And on Thursday, rain chances are at 70% with a high of 81.
Thank you, Derek. 6:46 on your Friday. It is Good Friday. Temperatures out there are mainly in the high 60s. Right now, 68 in Cisco. It's 69 if you're waking up in Ballinger, 66 in Goldthwaite, and here at the airport in Brandwood, 69 degrees. Your sunrise today, 7:03. Your sunset tonight is 8:07. Coming up just around the corner, we don't really have lunch menus, but we'll do Fact or Fiction coming up right around 6:50 here at KOXE. 101.3 KOXE.
Load coffee leaking through the paper sack. The foreman says I'm late again. He can't stand it when I only grin. He's got me 8 hours, she's got me after that. I can't wait till it's quitting time. She got something cooking for me tonight. She keeps the home fires burning while I'm out earning a living in a world that's known for its pouring rain. She keeps the home fires burning. Ooh, and it's her warm loving that keeps me returning again. Four ball tires on my pickup truck. No more credit on my credit card. When I come home and and hit that door. I remember what these aching arms are for. She's my one light when the world goes dark. Tomorrow it's the same old grind, but she'll be burning in my mind. She keeps the home fires burning while I'm out earning a living in a world that's known for its pouring rain. She keeps the home fires burning. Ooh, and it's her warm loving that keeps me returning again.
Ronnie Millsap on KOXC 650 on your Good Friday. Ronnie Millsap, Friday. Just a total catalog of awesomeness.
That's a big deal for you to say about a total catalog of awesomeness.
I mean, every song he does is just fantastic.
It's good.
Love me some Ronnie Millsap.
I couldn't tell. You hide it very well.
Well, normally at this time, we have your menus brought to you by our friends at Dairy Queen.
You know, there's Dairy no menus Queen. Today.
No. Everyone's off for Good Friday.
Yeah.
So no menus today, but normally they're brought to you by Dairy Queen, 1620 Austin Avenue. 99 cent drinks till 10 a.m. They got lots of great breakfast choices for people on the go. Breakfast taquitos, breakfast sandwiches on a bun or a biscuit. They even got biscuits and gravy at Dairy Queen. I bet that's good. Dairy Queen will treat you right.
Yummy.
So no menus today. Even there's no menu at the Senior Center as well.
No, everything's closed. People are fending for themselves today. And they're just going to have to be surprised by what they eat. They don't, you know, they're not going to have us to tell them prior.
Wow.
I know.
You got to rough it today.
I hope it's going to be okay.
So those, normally your menu is brought to you by Dairy Queen, but we do have your fact or fiction.
Have no fear, fact or fiction.
It's time
here
for Jeff and Courtney's Fact or Fiction.
Fact or Fiction is sponsored by the Section Hand Steakhouse. They are actually open Tuesday through Sunday at 7 a.m. for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Convenient drive-through, to-go orders always welcome. Daily specials, Sunday buffet, and an amazing salad bar. Get on down to the Section Hand Steakhouse for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Delicious.
Let's see. For Fact or Fiction today, you are playing for two entries to the Buena Vista Wildlife Safari and RV Park in Evans.
Nice. That's exciting. It's a cool place.
I like to go there sometimes.
You need to get out there and check it out. It's pretty neat. Pretty neat place. Okay. Are you ready, Jeff?
I'm ready as I'm ever going to be.
Okay. See this knowledge you have here. Mount Fuji is the biggest volcano on Earth. Mount Fuji is the biggest volcano on Earth. 325-646-1013. What do you think? Fact or fiction?
I'm going to go hogwash.
Jeff is going hogwash.
Going to fiction on this one. See what everyone else thinks, though. Good morning, KOXE. It's fact or fiction. What do you think?
I'm going to go fact.
Thomas is going fact.
Thomas is going fact.
All right. I got you down, kind sir.
Yes, sir. Have you good.
All right, Thomas says it's a fact. What about you for fact or fiction?
I'm saying fiction.
You're going to go fiction. You're with me. I think it's fiction. And who is this?
Sharon.
Sharon. How you doing, Sharon?
I'm pretty good.
Good. Thank you for calling in. I got you down for fiction.
Thank you, Sharon.
Hey, have a good Easter.
Thank you.
Mount Fuji is the biggest volcano on Earth. Fact or fiction?
Good morning. KLXC, you're going, oh, that was quick. You're going fact.
Yes, sir.
And who is this?
This is Lily.
Lily?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you for calling, Lily. We got you down for fact.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Have a good Easter. Good morning, KLXC. It's fact or fiction time. What do you got?
It's fiction. This is Felix.
Felix says fiction. Morning, good morning, Felix.
Good morning, Felix. Have a great Easter.
All right. You too. Have one.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Taking your calls for fact or fiction today.
Mount Fuji is the biggest volcano on Earth.
Oh, so we got Thomas says fact. Sharon says fiction. Lily says fact. Felix says fiction. I say fiction. What is this?
Want to take one more?
I'm going to take one more call for fact or fiction. Good morning. It's fact or fiction on KOXU. What is your guess?
Fiction.
Fiction. All right. And who is this?
Darlene Perry.
Darlene. We got you down for fiction.
All Thank right. you.
Thank you. Have a good
Thank
Easter.
Thank you. Okay. Are we ready?
I'm on pins and needles.
Mount Fuji is the biggest volcano on Earth. Is... Fiction. Although impressive at 3,776 meters tall, it is in fact Mauna Loa, located in Hawaii, that has the record of the biggest volcano on Earth, measuring at 9,170 meters.
Yeah, I didn't think it was the tallest one.
Yeah. Nope, Hawaii owns the tallest volcano.
So good job, Sharon Baker.
Sharon wins fact or fiction. Congratulations.
Sharon Baker, the touchdown maker. probably not what she's called.
Well, it is now.
It is now. Good job, Sharon. You were very smart. You knew it was fiction. And you'll win two passes to the wildlife safari and RV park. Yeah, stop by the station, pick those up.
Congrats.
6:56 at KOXC SRN News. Coming up for you at the top of the hour.
It's springtime at Slagers. Check out all the colors of large potted geraniums that are absolutely gorgeous. Come get yours. Bedding plants like marigolds, petunias, periwinkles, and more are in stock. Don't forget your vegetable plants. Seeds by the package or in bulk. Slagers has it all. Trees for shade or fruit. Grass by the square or by the pallet. And don't forget your potting soil and mulch. Check inside for fresh vegetables and fruit, and be sure to pick up your Voluma milk products and those healthy snacks at the counter. Located at 2909 Coggin Avenue, it's Slagers.
Welcome to the Chevy Lightning Round. Guess the clues to win. First team, you're up.
Powerful, commanding, unstoppable.
Silverado.
Adventurous, fun, techie.
Trailblazer.
Stylish, nimble.
Trax.
Innovative, electric.
Blazer EV.
Lightning Round champions. You've guessed all the right Chevy clues. Silverado, Trailblazer, Trax, and Blazer EV.
It's Chevy Truck Month. Well-qualified buyers get 2.9% APR financing for 72 months on all 2025 Silverado 1500 Turbo Max pickups. See your big country Chevy dealers. Monthly payment is $15.15 for every $1,000 you finance. Example down payment is 18.8%. Must finance with GM Financial. Some customers may not qualify. Not available with lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 4/30/25.
Down by the ocean where it don't matter, as long
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A federal appeals court has upheld the judge's decision to order sworn testimony by Trump administration officials in the case of a mistakenly deported man. After being rebuffed more than once, Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen did get part of what he wanted during his trip to El Salvador. He met with Kilmar Abrego Garcia. Memorials of candles and flowers dot the Florida State University campus in Tallahassee following yesterday's shooting. It killed two people, wounded at least six others. Luigi Mangione has been indicted on federal charges, including murder in the shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The 26-year-old, who has pleaded not guilty to federal and state charges, is expected in court today in New York City. The U.S. financial markets, including Wall Street, closed today in observance of Good Friday. More details at srnnews.com.
It's official. Newsmax has become a news giant. It's even listed on the New York Stock Exchange. Over 40 million Americans regularly turn to Newsmax for the news they need to know. They're tuning into the Newsmax channel on all major cable systems. They watch Newsmax, too, on all streaming platforms. They go online to Newsmax.com for breaking headlines. Millions more have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphone and home TV. Reuters says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. Tens of millions of Americans like you have made the switch to Newsmax for the news they can trust. So make the switch today. You won't ever look back.
3 minutes after 7 o'clock at KOXC on a Good Friday. It is a Friday. Jeff and Courtney waking you up. And on the phone right now, we have our friend Michael Cook down in Brady with the Heart of Texas Car Show Benefit and Swap Meet. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, guys.
You got it. Thank you for being patient this morning. And so give us the details. This is happening rain or shine tomorrow, right?
Yes, sir. At tomorrow at Richards Park, starting at 9 a.m., we'll start accepting cars, and we'll run till 2 o'clock. We'll start awards and everything about 1:30, but we're going to have a lot of different things out there. Like you said, it's a rain or shine event. Right now, I think we're going to have some face painting. The big thing will be at 11 o'clock. We're going to have a big Easter egg hunt for the kiddos. So we've got about 2,600 eggs that need to be found. So, bring your kids out if you're not doing anything and come on out, see some cool cars and find some Easter eggs.
Do you have an estimate on how many cars are going to be out there with you guys?
I don't, just because of the weather. I mean, I've seen it as many as 88 to 100. And then, last year was a down year just because of the weather goes. It was in the high 40s, low 50s. And kind of rainy, drizzly, and we still have about 30 cars. So it's just going to vary, and we want as many cars as we can get for sure.
What are some of the categories when you judge the cars?
Yeah, we're going to have we've got 20 different categories. You're going to have your best 4x4. You're going to have your best foreign car, best domestic car. Of course, you're going to have your best in show, best interior, best paint, best engine, things like that. And all these winners for all these categories are going to be receiving a trophy or a plaque along with a Craftsman tool set and then a commemorative cup from the car show and then the top three categories of best interior, best paint, and best in show will receive cash prizes.
That's awesome. And this is happening tomorrow. This is at Richards Park in Brady. Things get going around 9 o'clock. And with it being a swap meet, does that mean you have vendors and other fun stuff down there too?
Yeah, there's going to be a couple of vendors out there selling some stuff. It's more car show than swap meet, I will say. But there will be some vendors out. We will have food available. We've got two restaurants from the Brady area, one being Mi Pueblo. They're going to be out there with their food trailer selling food, Sandy's Kitchen. They're going to be out there selling food from their trailer as well, and then we'll have a vendor that's selling hot dogs as well. So, and then I do believe that we have we'll have a snow cone stand out there, and you know, for the kids as well. And believe for the kids, the snow cones are free. So, you know, who doesn't like a free snow cone, right?
Right, exactly.
I even like a free snow cone.
I love free snow cones. I remember back in the day playing Little League Baseball, when you brought a ball back to the concession stand, you got a free snow cone back in the day.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a 10th right. annual Heart of Texas Car Show benefit and swap meet. So the word benefit is in there. So you're raising funds?
Yes, we're raising funds for the McCulloch County Child Welfare Board.
Okay.
You know, great organization, and much like the Brown County Child Welfare Board. But, you know, we're trying to raise funds to help children out here in McCulloch County. And we've even gone out to some surrounding counties that may not have child welfare boards available. But, you know, we help with intakes for those foster families that are taking kids in. And then, you know, every year we're giving Christmas gift cards. We're giving back to school gift cards. This year we're starting a scholarship for some seniors, and you know, so we're really just trying to pay it all forward and make sure that some of these kids that you know have got dealt a bad hand, you know, that they're not going without, that they're getting every opportunity that anybody else would be getting.
That's awesome. And all the money raised at that car show benefit swap meet, that stays in McCulloch County?
Yes, it stays in McCulloch County, or if it's not staying in McCulloch County, it's going to a McCulloch County child.
Awesome.
So we have branched out a little bit. I believe Menard and Junction, I don't believe they have child welfare boards, and they have come to us as well and asked. And, you know, we're happy to help because, you know, we've been very fortunate over the last few years that, you know, our donations have been on the rise and we've had fun. So, you know, we're able to help, you know, other places that may not have access to these child welfare boards.
You know, it's great that we're talking about the child welfare boards. We talked to somebody yesterday that is part of the Brown County Welfare Board. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know that these are around. And can you give us like a Cliff Notes version of maybe what your mission is with the child welfare board?
Yes, sir. So, you know, basically what we do is we collect funds and we're there for foster and CPS. If, you know, a family, you know, a child is in a bad situation and is getting removed from a home by CPS, you know, whether it be drugs, alcohol, domestic violence, you know, whatever it may be, they may be removed at some point. And then whenever they get removed, a lot of times these children are getting removed and they've got just the clothes on their back and, you know, maybe a small bag. And they're getting placed with family members or even other families that are just foster parents, and they're doing the, you know, right thing on bringing these kids in. But then that puts a burden on those families, you know, trying to, I mean, as everybody knows, kids are expensive. And, you know, we're there to step in and we give money for every intake to make sure that they have the essential items they need. We have a place, a room here in Brady that we keep stocked with clothes, diapers, pack and plays, you know, anything that has all those essentials and stuff to get them through. And then throughout the year, we're there for support. Any items, requests that they might need. I mean, we've helped with buying beds for some children as small as, you know, a little small MP3 player for a child that, you know, wanted one. And then we have our back to school gift cards, because as y'all know, back to school items are expensive. And then even, we have Christmas gift cards, and as I said, now we're doing that scholarship. And so we're really trying to make sure that all these kids have the same chance as somebody that, you know, isn't going through the same, problems and same, things that, these, you know, that these kids are going through.
Yeah, it's just a rough situation altogether. So it's great that you guys are there for them. That is outstanding to hear everything you do. So this benefit this weekend, really, if you're on the fence, well, I don't want to go because of the weather or whatever, get out to Brady at Richards Park. You're not only going to have a fun car show, get you some snow cone or something to eat, but you're going to really help out a lot of kids in McCulloch County, too.
Yeah, and there's places, if you get out there and it gets, you know, it starts raining or something, there's places. We've got a big show barn that we're going to be right there next to, so you can stick your head underneath it and get out of the weather.
Awesome. Where can how can people get a hold of you if they want to be part of this or they just have more questions?
They can give me a call. We have probably be the best way to reach me right now would be on my cell, and that's 325-869-0064. And I can answer any question, and, you know, today and then day of tomorrow, throughout tomorrow, if y'all have any questions over it, please feel free to give me a call, and, you know, I'd be happy to help. And you know, we appreciate all the support out there and appreciate y'all giving us this chance to come on and kind of bring it to light and you know, keep this thing going.
It's awesome. It's the Heart of Texas. It's the 10th annual Heart of Texas Car Show benefit and swap meet down in Brady at Richards Park, 9 to 2. We're talking to Michael Cook, who's making a lot of this happen, and just a great cause. Michael, anything else?
No, I'd just like to thank you all again for letting us come on, and you know, big thank you to our board. We've got, I believe, 10 or 11 members on our board, and, you know, just all the work, all the thankless hours that they put into putting this on has been great. And then a few other key supporters, Jerry Norvell being one. He goes to car shows all over the place. It's kind of been his brainchild over the last 10 years. And you know, just big thank you to them. And, you know, come on out, support, and we'll be happy to see you.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Have a great weekend.
Hey, thank you all very much. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. That's Michael Cook, one of the contacts for the 10th annual Heart of Texas Car Show benefit and swap meet happening in Brady tomorrow, 9 to 2, raising money for really a great cause.
Yeah, sounds like a really good cause.
7:13 to KLWC. We got birthdays coming up just around the corner. KLWC.
Blues. I was watching the news when this fella came on the TV. He said, I'm telling you that science has proved that heartaches are healed by the sea. Well, that got me going without even knowing. I'm packed right up and drove down. Now I'm on a roll and I swear to my soul, tonight I'm gonna. So bring me two piña coladas. I want one for each end. Let's set the sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, we never leave dry land. Hey, troubles, I've forgotten. I buried them in the sand. So bring me two piña coladas. Said goodbye to her good time and man. Get by. Now I've gotta say that the wind and the waves and the moon winking down at me eases my mind by leaving behind the heartaches that love often brings. That goes on for miles with no inclination to roam. And I've got to say that I think I've got to stay, 'cause this is feeling more and more like home. So bring me two piña coladas. Gotta have one for each end. Let's set the sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, and never dry land. Hey, troubles, I've forgotten. I buried them in the sand. So bring me two piña coladas. She said goodbye to her.
Morgan.
Sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, and never leave dry land.
Oh, troubles, I forgot them.
Troubles, I forgot them.
I buried them in the sand.
I buried her in the sand. So bring me two pina coladas and say hello to her good time in man.
Anytime, anywhere, day or night. Well done. Electric. Call 643-3110. Weldon Wilson Electric.
It's time for the biggest sporting event in Central Texas, the Racking Up Dreams Outdoor Charity Banquet, Saturday, May 10th at the Brownwood Coliseum. Doors open at 5:30 p.m., making dreams come true for kids with serious illness and disabilities, as well as supporting over 30 area nonprofit organizations. Once again, it's a sold-out event. The success of this charity banquet could not be possible without the support of the following businesses, ranches, and premium table sponsors. Star Valley Ranch, 6S River Ranch, G2 Ranch, Blue Stem Ranch, Hidden Waters Ranch, T.O. Outfitters, Santa Ana Sunset Lodge, Syntex Brush Control, J.L. and Mona Chastain, Champion Ranch, Quilts with a Heart, Weekly Watson's Hardware, Star Sales, Claudia Sosa Family, Syntex Hydraulic Supply, Full Draw Legends Taxidermy and Wild Game Processing, Santa Ana Custom Processing, Stevens Taxidermy, Allen's Taxidermy, The War Wagon, Thornhill Trucking, K&R RV Sales, Andy's Pest Troopers, Big Iron Heavy Equipment Contracting. God bless all that help make dreams come true.
Thank God it's Friday!
Sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking this is where rednecks come from. She had Hollywood written on her license plate. She was lost and looking for the interstate, needing directions, and I was a man for the job. The caution light. There's a little country store with an old Coke sign. You gotta stop in and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. I was sitting there thinking about her pretty face, kicking myself for not catching her name. I threw my hat and thought, you fool, you could have been love. I knew my old Ford couldn't run her down. She probably didn't like me anyhow. So I watched her disappear into a cloud of dust. The caution light. There's a little country store with an old Coke sign. You gotta stop in and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. This is Georgia heat playing tricks on me.
Billy Currington talking about those good directions. You're not going to get those from me.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't know my east, west, and north. It's like, go turn by the building down there.
Yeah, I need landmarks to figure that out. I'm not, and I'll probably get you lost.
Yeah.
So don't come to me. I still wonder what happens to people that I've given directions to in the past.
That's amazing. Where'd I make it to work every day.
Right?
Do I turn here?
Where did they end up? I wonder.
Well, you know what? When you hear that sound,
birthday time.
It is birthday time. Courtney's birthday dance. Need a camera in studio for this, I tell you. Birthday's anniversary is today, brought to you by our good friends over at Rex's Texas Lanes. 646-1013 to get your last minute birthdays and or anniversaries in. Good morning, KOXE.
Good morning.
Hello.
My voice is gone. Happy birthday today to Pam Flynn and to Cherry West. And tomorrow to Howard Payne's band director and First Baptist Church choir director, John Kramer, from Jen Emmett. Y'all have a beautiful weekend and remember the reason for the season.
Thanks, Jen. A lot.
Thank you, Jen.
Bye-bye.
It is Good Friday. Hey, Jen does a great job in our choir at church, and John, with the music, is just phenomenal. Does an amazing job.